I was pleased to go to the drugstore today, CVS, to get my updated COVID shot. And when I was booking it, I was like, yeah, I'll do a flu shot too. It's maybe a little early in the season to do a flu shot. But I read a study recently that was like, people who say they're going to get their flu shots later don't get them. And I was like, yeah, that's probably true. So I was like, let's get them both. Let's get it done. And when I get to CVS, you know, the pharmacist knows me, which is both good and bad. I appreciate that he knows me. Because he's friendly. But man, how often do you have to go there that the pharmacy guy can recognize you? And he's like, well, you booked your vaccines through the pharmacy and not through MinuteClinic, and insurance only likes to cover it when it's MinuteClinic, so I have to do some magic. So give me a few minutes. Fine. Now, he knows me, but he thinks sometimes that he can call me Alex. Sometimes he calls me Alexander, sometimes he calls me Alex. I don't see him enough to correct him. It's fine. And eventually he's like, it's going to be free. Somebody else comes in. He's like, hey, I want to get the new COVID vaccine. He's like, do you have an appointment? He's like, yeah. He's like, but you don't have Medicare. And the guy's like, no, I do have Medicare. He's like, oh, well, with Medicare, it's not free until Friday. So today you have to pay $217 or something. But if you come back on Friday, it's free. And the guy's like, I'll come back Friday. Smart guy. Eventually I hear, the pharmacist talking to various staff members, and he's like, I'm going to have my immunologist give you the shot, and I'm going to have two of her interns watch her give you the shot. And this is good, because when I was hearing the conversation, I was getting a little bit anxious that maybe he was going to have one of the new people give me the shot, which I did not want. You know, I never did a theme song, so let's do that.
Your daily Lex.
It has been about 3 hours since I started this episode. Anyway, so I go in, and I've got the immunologist who's going to be administering the shot, and she's a young woman. And then there's these two older women who are her interns who are going to observe it. And she said, these are my interns. And one of them said, she's been wanting to say that for so long. And they all share a laugh. So I'm like, okay, these are fun people. So as she sits down, I say what I always say when somebody's going to inject me or take my blood. I'm so glad you're the one doing it, because everybody at CVS is talking about how great you are at giving these shots. And she's like, really? And I'm like, oh yeah, it's the talk of the store. And then they laughed because they realized I was full of shit. And then, you know, she's like wiping down my arm with alcohol. And she's like, you want to feel for the muscle. Like you want to find, you know, the muscle that you're going to be injecting into. And I go, in my case, it's extremely prominent. And they all laughed, which was good. When I was telling the story to my kids, they were like, were they laughing at you or with you? And I'm like, well, it's a self-deprecating joke. So yes. And then she immediately does one of the two shots. Doesn't say like, okay, here it comes, or, you know, a little pinch, whatever. Just does it. Fine. And then she does the second shot. And she's like, it should be 1.5 inches away. And then she's, there's no more fun part of this story, but she still delighted me, because she goes, well, that's it. And thank you so much for getting this new vaccine. And I was like, well, that's very kind of you to say. And I'm thinking, that's kind of you to say. It's also a little bit sad, because her fear is that people aren't going to get the new vaccine, which get the vaccines. My 5G reception is way up. it's a trite joke. I apologize. I could do better. But anyway, it was fun. And I'm very pleased to be vaccinated. And yeah, that's it. That's my story. I really did enjoy making her laugh, though. Making all three of them laugh. And now my arm hurts, but that's how it goes. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, August 28th. By my calculation, it's just October, November, and September. Just 3 months till Thanksgiving Day in the U.S., which is also my birthday worldwide. Goodbye.
Lex. Everybody.